The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Busted. Virtually everyone's March Madness brackets have been shredded by upsets in the annual U.S. College Basketball National Championship Tournament. Did you pick number 13 Buffalo to beat number 4 Arizona in the South?
No!
The East's number 13 Marshall to beat number 4 Wichita State?
No!
Number 11 Loyola Chicago to topple number 3 Tennessee?
No!
Number 11 Syracuse in the Midwest to dump number 3 Michigan State?
No
one went for number 16, University of Maryland, Baltimore County, to knock off top seed Virginia.
Oh!
That's never happened in tournament history. Until now. So with an improbable group in the Sweet 16 round, this has to be one of the most wide-open March Madness tournaments ever. It all comes down to the Final Four in San Antonio, Texas, with the last two teams tipping off for the national championship on April 2nd. Roger Federer is perhaps the greatest tennis player of all time, but he gave way to Juan Martín Del Potro in the final at Indian Wells, California.
In every single point, Roger and me were nervous during the whole match, and we felt that on court.
Del Potro survived his nerves and Federer to win 6-4, 6-7, 7-6. He faced three match points before taking the win.
I took my chance to break back, and then in the tie break, he made two double faults, easy mistakes, and I took the last chance to win a title.
20-year-old Naomi Osaka captured her first career title at Indian Wells with a 6-3, 6-2 win over another 20-year-old, Russian Daria Kostyukhana.
I think towards the end, I didn't know that I won the match point. I really feel like I have another match I have to play tomorrow.
Osaka, a Haitian-American-Japanese rising star, is the youngest winner at the tournament since Serb Anna Ivanovic 10 years ago. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.